You're listening to Valley of Praise on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Lunga, finding men, as we get into the last episode this morning, let's look at finding men.
Yep.
Now, who does the finding? Because I want to look at it this way.
Yeah, yeah.
The God is the one that's looking for Adam in the Garden of Eden. Eve, I believe, is somewhere in the vicinity with Adam. Eve has tried for so long to find Adam and say, Adam. And in the process, she's been nailed, blamed, abused for trying to find Adam. And clearly, maybe she might just not have the capacity to find Adam. Maybe it's not her role to find Adam, but maybe it's her role to give support to Adam. Maybe the first question is, do we want to be found? Or we don't want to be found? And who do we want to find us? Is it that? So my question, Lunga, then says, as a man, you've shared your life experience with me and the listeners. As you were struggling through the so many seasons, who did you want to find you at that point in time? What did you feel you needed?
Sure. Yo, Tammy, I don't think we should allow months to go past without you and me talking. Yeah. It's like, I don't know who you are right now. That's like, that's a very powerful, those are very powerful questions. Yo. I think before I answer, I just need to understand, but you've made it personal. You want me to answer before? Okay, maybe let's start there first. There's some things you said that I just need some clarity so I can I can understand. I got a very inquisitive mind, so my mind is there. So let me just... So when our topic is finding men, who do we expect to do the finding? And when I was lost and or when I was in hiding, whom did I want to find me?
Was it other men?
So in the beginning, I didn't know I was hiding. I didn't know I was lost. I actually like hiding versus lost. I didn't know I was lost, or I didn't know I was hiding. Because I was so entertained by the things that I was hiding with. They kept me preoccupied. And I really thought that was me. So I didn't know I was supposed to be found. Or I didn't know that I was supposed to make myself visible. I didn't think I was invisible. I didn't know that I didn't have meaning at the time I was lost. Because, you know, when God is looking for Adam, it means that he is not where he's supposed to be. Thus, he is not being useful. Meaning, he doesn't have a meaning then, a purpose at the time. Because his purpose is to be at a particular place. And I was not there. You know, it's like a car guard. If a car guard is not, a security guard is not there, he's abandoning his post. So I didn't know that. I didn't know I'd left my post. That's the first thing. But as soon as I became aware that I needed to, that I was hiding, that I was lost, I wanted everyone to find me. I wanted the people that I blamed to find me. I wanted to be found by other people, because I quickly realized that I need to do something about being found. I need to be visible. And that's a lot of work.
Yeah,
there's a lot of work. There's a lot of work, a lot of vulnerability. Like we spoke earlier, there's a lot of vulnerability. And I didn't want the responsibility or the hard work. I didn't want any of that. So and at some point it evolved to, I want just anybody to find me.
Yeah.
Anybody. I don't really care who. So, but then what eventually happened was just like, see, thing is that we don't know if Adam is healed. You know, that's in the part of the story. He showed himself, but we don't know if he done the work to actually get back to where he needed to be. So I realized I need to be visible. Then I endeavored. I went through the process of, I don't know.
And there's a reason why I ask you this question, Lunga. The issue of men hiding all alone And you talk about us as men coming together. You talk about society understanding the need of men. And you talk about if we get to a point where we understand what men is struggling with, we will stop the blame game, the pointing of fingers, and we will begin to do the process of finding each other.
Yes.
And you talk about you wanted those that that you blamed finding you. And that's deep for me. Because in the process, as men, we've pointed fingers at women. Many times as men, we've said, we're doing this because of women.
Yes.
But in the sense, we do need them.
Yeah.
We do need them. And how important is it, Lunga, that we, society understands that we need to play a role in finding each other. We need to play a role in giving each other support structures. Because I think it's one thing, Lunga, to find people.
Yeah.
But it's one thing for me to be vulnerable.
Enough to be found.
Because I hear people in your space, Lunga. I hear psychologists. I hear coaches. People talk about safe spaces. And I'm like, hi, bo. Where is the safe space? Show me the safe space.
Drop me a GPS location. I want to get there.
Because mentally, emotionally, I've found myself struggling with what people call safe spaces. And so let's talk about the importance of society playing that role and society realigning with God. So that, because in God, there's a safe space. In God, I'm able to be vulnerable, knowing that you won't tell the next door neighbor.
Yeah. So, like, I, wait, before I answer, I got a question for you. Sorry.
Yeah. Quick, cool.
You said, you mentioned earlier on, you're saying that, you were saying who needs to do the finding, right? And then you went on and said that Eve or woman have been trying to find Adam, trying to find men, and trying to solve the issue. And you asked the question about it. Maybe it's not their duty to do so. What did you mean by that? I'm assuming one is not from that scripture, no? What are you talking about?
So let me put it this way.
Okay. Yes.
So God creates a woman and says, "I'll create a helpmate."
Yeah.
For Adam.
Yeah.
And he creates Eve.
Yeah.
And Eve is this woman who says, you know how women will say to you, what's your plan?
Yeah.
Where are you going to?
Yeah.
What is it that we need to achieve? When are we doing this?
Yeah.
So what in essence she's doing, she's saying, you have got a purpose. You've got a leadership purpose.
She's trying to find that.
So I need you. Okay. I'm not trying to step into your space.
I want
you to take your space.
Okay.
And in essence, she's trying to find you
in the
leadership space.
Yeah.
And this is something that women have been doing for so many years, centuries.
Yeah.
They've been saying, men, take your space.
Yeah.
And when they're trying to find us in that space, we tend to find it as they're a problem. I'm a man.
I get you. No. I want to. That is because a quick answer to that. It's her duty not to go to. Okay, wait. It's his duty to have the plan, the purpose, and know where he's going.
Mm-hmm.
Then, like you said, she is the helper, the edifier, the one who supports something that's already there. So now what's been happening is the woman been meeting a dude who does not have that. And then she wants to invest and feed into that. So what's your plan? What's like this? Talking to someone that does not have that would be like that. I'm a man. He's not frustrated with her. He's frustrated with himself. Not knowing what it is and not doing anything about what it is. 10 out of 10, he knows what it is.
Yeah.
He might be afraid or may not be able to articulate it or not vulnerable enough to be courageous to go forward with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Or he's still in hiding.
Yeah.
Right? So now it goes back to the, okay, now I understand you better. Now we're going, now when you go to the original question to say, who does the finding? Right? We do it ourselves. Well, this does not mean, it does not in isolation.
Yeah, not in isolation.
It cannot be done in isolation. And it cannot be done without God.
Amen.
Cannot be done with. I'm a firm believer. For a while, I was questioning that. Maybe I could do it without this guy. Maybe I could. No. It cannot be done without the manufacturer giving you the manual on how to put this thing together.
Yeah.
It cannot be done.
Yeah.
Like, that's my opinion. That's my view. That's my truth. Someone else can come up with something else. But I say it cannot be done without him, without God, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. It cannot be done. Now, and it cannot be done also without vulnerability, without asking. Asking that very question. God, what is it that you have set aside for me to do?
Yeah.
What is it? Who do you want me to be?
Yes.
God, I am here now.
Mm-hmm.
I've taken this direction.
Mm-hmm.
I am vulnerable and I'm lost. I don't know what's happening. So the question then remain, God, help me.
Yes.
I am lost. You cannot accept. You see, this question, that what I've just said now, you cannot go to your woman and cry and say, help me, without first being helped by God.
Amen.
You need to be helped by God first, because now you're putting an unnecessary pressure on this woman. Unnecessary. And also another thing is, you're unlocking a championship in her that's going to come back to you and say, hey, you asked me something and I'm telling you what it is. Let's get it done. No. Get it from God first. And once you've got it from God, you take it and you go and you explain it to her. And once you've explained it to her, she's then activated to do what she needs to do. And then everything else takes up, you know? So, now, to repeat my answer to that question, who does the finding? It is myself and God. And then once that has happened, and when you, the last thing you mentioned was saying, as a society, when I say society, I'm speaking directly to men, the society of men, is that now that I have been found, or rather now that I have come out of hiding, it is my duty and purpose to go and get you out of hiding, my brother, because I know how it looks like to hide. So I see you. I know you're hiding, so I'm coming to get you.
And this talks to the importance of us as men when we've risen.
Yeah.
Not to say, I'm the first man to do this. It talks us to men saying, now that I've been found by God. I was once lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I can see. Can I go out and tell other men?
That's our first duty, my brother. Our first duty. For God says, let's make man in our own image, and that he may have dominionship over all living and breathing things, and the plants and the animals, and so on and so forth. So the dominion I cannot have. Together we are men.
Mm-hmm.
We are one.
Yeah.
So we are Adam together.
Yeah.
Individually we're not. Together we are Adam. So it is paramount that this is why you and I are doing what we're doing here, because we have now revealed ourselves. We've found ourselves, and we've said, God has found us, and now this is our duty. To go out to the masses, to the one, to the three, to the hundreds, to the thousands of those who are listening, to say, now that we're here, let us now find each other. Let us now, because I know what it looks like to hide. And by the grace of God, I know what it looks like to be out of hiding.
You know when you talk about out of hiding, I like that example, because out of hiding means freedom.
Yeah.
Out of hiding means peace that surpasseth all understanding.
Yes.
Out of hiding means the freedom to do things.
Yes.
When you are in hiding, Lunga, it means you are not able to do.
Yeah.
You watch others do.
Yeah.
You watch others experience.
Mm. Mm.
And so freedom in God says, I'm not watching life pass me by.
Mm.
I'm not watching life. I'm not watching others enjoy life.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying life with them.
Yes.
In the Lord. And that's one thing that we've got to realize as men, to say, as much as we don't know, as much as we're hiding from the fact that we don't know, coming out and saying now, Lord, you've shown me, gives us a level and a sense of freedom and gives us the ability to experience life in its fullness.
Ah, amen, brother. That's it. That's the one. And also another thing, as you were saying, what came to my mind is to say, to know what he, we will be prosecuted for this gospel.
Mm-hmm.
The first gospel, right? The first gospel is the gospel of that's why it's salvation and being born again is an intimate relationship between myself and my maker.
Mm-hmm.
So the first gospel is the one that I share with him who has created me.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one where, you know, like Jesus Christ separated himself from the... Then the disciples are meant to pray on the side because they wanted to connect and meditate and connect with his father for his message.
Mm.
So that's the first one. And then we'll be prosecuted for that.
Mm-hmm.
Be prosecuted, like Paul says, he's prosecuted, and for that he finds all glory. He's in jail right now. So it means that as much as there will be freedom, we as men must not keep the whole truth from each other. That road to that freedom is, though it'd be riddled with pain,
yeah,
with struggle.
Mm-hmm.
Kota, the difference is that in this freedom, now we have, compared to being locked up or hidden, there you couldn't really, the pain was not there for a bigger glory, but it was there to be indefinite. It was going to be pain and pain and pain and pain and pain and pain and pain, just pain.
Mm.
And the other side of being seen and found and freedom is that the pain eventually subsides and something else takes over. You cannot experience the fullness and the glory and the freedom and the joy without having understood what it took to get there, the suffering, the pains, and so on and so forth, you know. So that's another aspect of coming out of hiding, for men. And that's why I think, like you rightfully said, the importance of community amongst us as men is so vital, because as you go through the pain, man, it's nice to have a brother to say, yo, look, listen, you won't always be like this. As long as you keep pressing, as long as you keep being honest, it won't always be like this. Your business won't always be on a negative or just almost breaking even, but you will get to a place where you're flourishing.
Yeah,
you know, you won't always be like this, where your home or your home feels like it's a war zone. You know, it don't always be like only if you do X, Y, and Z. And we can only share from our experience, and we cannot share from our experience if we don't live through anything. Like you said, man. Like if we don't live through anything, and if we don't purposely do it for the betterment of self, because if you don't do it for the betterment of self, do it for others, it may not be long lasting, whatever you're trying to do. But if you're doing it for yourself, even if amount of time, if you're working on yourself, even if I wake up at midnight, you say the same thing you said at 9 o'clock in the morning. Whether you're frustrated, you tell me the same thing that you said when you were happy. You know, because it's full within you. It's all encompassing. So I really feel the finding, it needs to begin with yourself and God. And then that way, God will send you the helper that you require.
Yeah. Well, Lunga, you know, as we wrap it up for today, when we meet again, we'll be talking about, we didn't touch the stages of grief. There's so many things. When we meet again, we will be talking about the four stages of learning that we go through whenever we learn something new. And maybe just your last words, wrapping up what we've just been talking about today, Lunga. We based our conversation from the book of Genesis. We looked at Adam. We looked at how he hid from the Lord and how the Lord found him. And how pointing fingers at other people is not the solution. But taking accountability and responsibility is the key. And I'm summarizing all the things that we've spoken about.
Yeah.
And we spoke about how ego is a shield that we use to hide from the reality of what we're supposed to be facing. And how we need to be childlike. And those are the things that we spoke about, Lunga. Any last words?
Yeah, it's important. All of this is important.
Yeah,
all of this that we're talking about, all of this that we're trying to do, it's important. It's vital for the survival of humanity and of mankind, not just the man as in the male, but for our woman too, for every living, breathing organism on this planet Earth. This thing that we're talking about is vital.
Yeah,
like. That's the last word. I want to say something else, but yeah, I think that's it, man. This is vital. It is as important as it is breathing. There's too many of us who are walking the streets. There's too many of us who are out there not living. We are out there. That's another crazy thing, is that you can hide in plain sight. You know, that's why I've dedicated myself now towards, you know, suicide prevention and awareness amongst men. And it's if there's anything that you can take away from this conversation, maybe some of the things that we're talking about, maybe you may not really fully agree with them, but maybe you can agree with this, that you are important and you matter, and it is vital that you unhide yourself and allow God to do what he needs to do in you and for you. Because God can do what you are unable to do for yourself. I'm a living witness of that. And let men, I pray that God strengthens you wherever you are. I pray God guides you wherever you are. Never forget that as long as you got a heartbeat and you're breathing, that's God. And you're not alone.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Lunga Ngala Ndlovu, who was talking to us from BWSA, Brave Works Support Academy, a suicide prevention organization. We've been talking about men, and we will put this up as a podcast also on our app, just as for you to go back and reflect and ponder upon this conversation that we have had regarding men. Maybe just one last word from me. Let's not point fingers. Let's take accountability. Let's work together as men, and let's get out of hiding. Until we meet again next time, ciao.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.